Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chuck Martin's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck is a good friend of ours, the director of Center for Media Research at Media Post Communications, I should say, which is a research firm that we've been telling you about for a long time. He's also the CEO of Mobile Future Institute, which is an organization that focuses on the global implications and impact and possibilities of mobile. He's the author of a number of books, which we've talked to you about over the years, as he's been a member of our Brain Trust, including the brand new one I know he's very proud of, and I'm proud of him for doing it, called The Third Screen, Marketing to your Customers in a World Gone Mobile. Chuck Martin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be here, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you back. Congratulations again on your book. I know it's doing well.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things, Chuck, that when I talk to small business owners, whether I'm doing speeches or writing or on the show, is I remind them that there are billions of people, there are hundreds of millions, if not a billion people, who have earthlings, who have never owned a computer, may never own a computer, but this year they're going to get a smartphone. What do you think?
That's absolutely correct. And not just in the U.S., but in just a global phenomenon.
I'm talking about around the world.
Yeah, we're now past 5 billion cell phones. By context, and that's why the book was The Third Screen. The first screen was TV. There are 2 billion of those. The second screen was the PC. There are 1 billion of those. There are 5 billion cell phones in 96 countries. To your point about smartphones, in 96 countries, the number of cell phones exceeds the entire population of the countries,
mm-hmm.
and that includes babies and everything. So it's not just people who could own a phone.
And the thing that you have to remember, folks, is the reason why cell phones adoption is greater in many European countries than in the United States, and was for a long time, is because their phone systems were so bad. When the cell phone came out, the connection was better. People gravitated toward that. I mean, that's one of the reasons in the United States we're actually a little bit behind a lot of other people in the world, Chuck. Because we have a good hardline phone system.
Yes, the U.S. is sort of moving that way, too. It's about 26% of U.S. homes are cell phone only. So it is a pattern. If you look at demographically, the college students coming up, they don't necessarily really know what a landline is.
Right.
So and that's the demographic coming into the workforce today. So we're going to be more and more cell phone only, which is kind of interesting from a research standpoint because a lot of cell phone numbers are not known.
Well, that's right. Most of them are not. That's going to change. That's going to disrupt the research world. So what is a small business owner? You know, hopefully we've gotten their attention by, you know, when I tell them, Chuck, I tell them that global is your future, the future of your customers connecting with your customers going to be mobile. It may be on a handheld phone. It may be a tablet of some kind, but it's going to be something they can carry around with them, isn't it?
Absolutely, and if the small business owner just looks at what they do individually in their daily lives, they know that they're with their phone sort of all the time. And the phone is not like TV or PC. It's much more up close and personal, and it's always on. You don't leave it. And what we talked about in The Third Screen was this has created what's called the untethered consumer. The consumer is not tethered to a device. The device is basically glued, and they're with the person everywhere they go. So they're basically free to make decisions, purchase decisions,
right,
where and when they want, because they're empowered by their cell phone technology.
And therefore, my friends, even if you're a local Main Street small business, you need to be presenting yourself online to the mobile world, which looks different from the big screen world, doesn't it, Chuck?
Absolutely. One of the things that small businesses should do, and they have much more of an advantage over large businesses to do this, because they see their customers on a regular basis, mm-hmm. they can put up materials, even just a little poster, a little sign in their establishment to capture cell phone numbers.
Right.
Because they don't have the phone number. They may have someone's email address, but if they capture the phone number and get the people to opt in to receive text messages from them, every phone can receive a text message.
That's right.
And you can send text messages to phones from a PC, so you don't really have to be typing with your thumbs if you're a small business owner. You can mm-hmm. do it from a computer and use Microsoft Outlook and send to 100 or 500 people at a time.
Exactly.
It's not magic.
Hold on to that thought, Chuck. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk some more about how mobile is your future with our good friend Chuck Martin. His book is called The Third Screen. He's talking about that phone in your hand. Tony Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.